Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast, and today we are on a bit of an adventure. You've only got me on it. The sound quality is going to be different because I'm using a handheld Olympus cheapish digital recorder. And today we're in Skidbrook Church. We've been before. You've been with me before if you've been kept up with the podcasts. But today I'm going to do an EVP test. Give you a quick lowdown on Skidbrook. It's a 13th century church. Shut down in 1973, dubbed the Demon Church. So the time now is about 10 to 6. In the evening, so it's just dusk. So we just got into the church, so we're doing an EVP test, so it's only going to be about 10 minutes 20 minutes long, if that. So it's a beautiful church. If you want to know about it, Google it, because there's plenty of information on there. Due to vandalism and everything, it sometimes gets a bit of a bad rep. Apparently it's used for devil worshipping, or it was used for devil worshipping and satanic rituals. So it's an abandoned church. So that was a shotgun or a crow scarer. So we're going to do the EVP test. As I say, it's only going to be about 10 minutes long, so I won't bore you for too long. But just a massive thanks for everyone who's listened, liked and shared the podcast. Please keep sharing it. Leave reviews on all the platforms or comments that you do, and give it a 1-star or a 5-star. Obviously, I'd prefer a 5-star than a 1-star. So it's windy, and as I say, the quality is not going to be as good on this as my other ones. So, here we go. Is there any spirits in this church that would like to speak to us? Is there any spirits in this church that don't want me here? If there's any spirits or demons or anything like that in this church, can you give us a sign? I've got a torch in my right hand and I've got a recorder in my left. If you're here with me, can you speak into this recorder that I'm holding out with my left hand? One time I was here, I was in the graveyard and I got 3 scratches on the inside of my right arm. If that was you, or if you're here, can you scratch me again? Can you tap me on the shoulder? Knock? Or speak into the recorder I have got in my left hand? I'm here to do you no harm. If there's anybody here speaking to this recorder, give us a sign. Tap on one of the brick walls or the wooden doors, or tap onto one of the wooden lats on the roof. Right, so now I'm going to walk up to the altar part. It's a bit wet because it's that stormy weather, isn't it? It's fucking rubbish. was just about to say, can you see that? But it's not a video recorder, is it? It's a recorder. I am now at the altar part of the church. If there's anything here, speaking to the recorder. Can you tell us your name? I'm going to walk to the middle of the church now, and we'll try again. You see, I can't hear anything, and on my podcast, I don't normally listen to my own podcasts. So, I'm just kicking some leaves. Yeah, I don't listen to my own podcasts, so if you hear anything, you'll have to let me know in the comments. It's only because I fucking hate my own voice, and I sound like a cheese grater, I think. Or very camp, which is nothing wrong with being camp, or sounding camp, but I just hate the sound of my voice. It's very, isn't it? I am now in the middle of the church. If there's any spirits, demons, or entities here, or non-human entities here, speak into this microphone. Give us a sign. I'm now going to walk up to the bell tower bit. Oh, fucking hell, I nearly slipped. Dead slippery. It's dead wet and slippery with moss and that. You know, that wet, slimy stuff. A bit dry here, though. I am now stood above the bell tower part. If there's anybody here, spirits, demons, non-human entities, fairies, goblins, imps, give us a sign. Bang on the door, knock on my shoulder, or knock on the door, tap on my shoulder, should I say. Try and scratch my arm again. I'm here to do you no harm. Well, thank you for the conversation, if any. I'm going into the graveyard and we'll see if there's anything out there. Well, there will be something out there, obviously, but anything paranormal. I'm now walking into the graveyard. I'm going to go to the bit where I had the three scratches and see if we can replicate that. Or ask any spirits. Again, if you can hear anything on this, be sure to drop a comment on that. Let me know what you think you've heard. If anything, there might be nothing. Right, so this is where it happened. When I was here last year or the year before, I was with a friend. And I had three scratches on the inside of my right arm. If it was you, or if you're around this part, could you either do it again for me? Tap me on the shoulder, give me a sign, or speak into this microphone device that I have in my left hand. Is there any spirits in this graveyard that would like to communicate with us? Or with me? Speaking to this microphone device, recording device I have in my left hand. If you're the one who scratched my arm, Can you replicate it? Scratch me again. I want you to scratch me again. If there's any demons in this church graveyard or in this church, or ghosts or entities, non-human entities, fairies, goblins, imps, anything like that, scratch me, touch me, speak into this recorder I've got in my left hand. Right. Be careful where I walk in this, it's full of like dips and bumps and things. The last thing I need is to fucking fall over in a graveyard. So I'm wearing my new jogging bottoms, some Alessi ones. I tracked myself here yesterday and I don't want them wet. No siree, we don't want them wet. Alright, we'll go once more into the church and then we'll start to head back to the car. Is there any spirits in this church that wants to communicate with us? Let us know. Speak into this microphone I have in my left hand. I'm off now, so thank you for your help, if any. Right, so I'm going to go out of the church now. And I'm off back to the car. As I say, it's a lovely church. If you, it's actually called St. Baltoff's. So Google St. Baltoff's Skidbrook, or just Skidbrook Church. You'll find all the information on there. It's quite peaceful today, to be fair. It's a lovely church. It's been ruined by people vandalising things like that. If you're not aware, going back to the three scratches thing, I did come back here once with my friend Holly North, and we had a walk around the graveyard, the bit where I was just in, and I jokingly said to her, what would you do if you found someone hanging from a tree? And she said, well, I'd probably phone the police. And then with that, I had three scratches appear on the inside of my right arm. I've mentioned this in the podcast before, so I'm not going to go into too much depth about it, but there was nothing on the right side to scratch my arm. There wasn't there before I came in. And I tried to replicate it with my... Well, I ain't got no nails. I like pick my nails. Shitty habit, I know, so don't fucking chastise me for it. The reason I'm using a bit of a low-quality recorder is purely because... there's a theory where some of them haven't got frequency filters on, so it might not frequency. It blocks out certain frequencies on top-end recorders, like the one I use for my recording, where this one won't have. So the sound quality might not be all that, but I'll try and fix it off the best I can. As I say, I'm probably not going to listen to this, so if you hear anything, let me know. But it would be much appreciated if you would leave reviews, comments, share the podcast, especially on Apple. If you can 5-star or 4-star, that would be fucking amazing. Leave a comment. It's just then the podcast gets up, more people listen to it, and I can do more things with it. Patreon. The Patreon is getting sorted. I know I keep going on about it, but it is getting sorted. Stickers and my black free speech band. I'm gonna burp just one moment. Excuse me. I fucking burp disgusting. I sound like a frog. Like one of them big fucking frogs from Chernobyl that live in the pond. Burp. But yeah, I just want to say thank you for everyone. We are soon to be coming up to the 100th episode. So I'm thinking of planning something special for that. What else have we got coming up? I've got another podcast coming up, a bit like the DMT one, but this one's going to be about a trip on acid I had in the woods, and I came back so refreshed. But we'll mention about that in the next podcast. And we've got something else coming up called Carcast, which is a podcast from the inside of my car with guests. It's a new series we'll be starting. And it'll also be being filmed and being put onto YouTube. So if people want to come on Carcast, the podcast in the car, you're more than welcome to. I think I've already got my first guest sorted out, so he's a regular. He's going to be really, really good and exciting. I'm looking forward to it. So I'm nearly back to the car. It was about 16 minutes. Let me know if you hear out, if there's any ghostly happenings there. I didn't get touched. I didn't get scratched. Well, I don't think I got scratched, but I felt nothing. It was quite a pleasant experience in the church, but you never know. As I say, dusk, the reason I came at dusk is because that's when everything's apparently meant to happen. The church. As I say, Google about it, but there's a big unseen beast, sounds of storms when it's calm weather. It's apparently been seen there, you know, rods, them flies that fly through the frames per second. Strange lights, noises, people getting attacked, things like that, you know, the old fucking shebang. But anyway, thanks for listening. As I say, please leave a comment, like and share, and we'll see you soon. See you later. Bye. The Tin Biscuits Podcast.